We have three areas of priorities. First, it is area of water, energy and environment. There is less water. There will be less water in the near future. And of course, there are ambitions and growing demands by growing populations in Central Asia. The second area is cross-border challenges like extremism, terrorism, narco-trafficking, other forms of organized crime, and in this respect also challenges related to organized crime that has its roots or is a problem in Afghanistan. The third area is related to developments in the countries themselves. We are of the opinion that the more democratic countries are, they are more resilient to foreign and internal threats and therefore can ensure better conditions for the peoples living there.
You already mentioned some regional challenges. How has the center helped to reduce tensions between regional states, if there were any? And what areas of tensions we're talking about?
As regards water-related challenges, the regional center has been convening the countries in the region in order to show them benefits of regional cooperation in using water resources for agriculture, energy production as well. Another example would be developments in Kyrgyzstan after 2010 tragedy. So it was the Regional Center for Preventive Diplomacy and myself as special representative of the Secretary General who led the efforts to calm down the situation in very close cooperation with other special envoys of OSCE and European Union and interaction with also organizations like Shanghai Cooperation Organization or CSTO. And also we interacted with the countries in the region in order to help to stabilize the situation. Then we provided support for organizing of referendum, parliamentary election and presidential election in Kyrgyzstan that helped to legitimate the power structure in Kyrgyzstan.
Mr. Yinche, do you see the center continuing to play an active role in maintaining peace and security in the region?
Yes, definitely, because simply the challenges we are talking about are simply there. I mentioned water-energy nexus. We have mentioned also challenges related to drawdown of coalition forces in Afghanistan. So 2014 will be very important from this perspective. Then there are challenges of global character, like terrorism, extremism, narco-trafficking. These challenges require common approach, a broader approach. Individual states cannot fight alone against these evils. So from this perspective, let's say common approach and the services of the centers like the Regional Center for Preventive Diplomacy for Central Asia are needed. Let me also explain myself more clearly in saying that Central Asian countries have achieved already a lot in ensuring stability in the region. More than 20 years since gaining independence, the countries have been able to improve the living standards of people, to avoid armed conflict among themselves, but they need to continue with these processes. They need more democratization, they need to show more respect for human rights and ensure better conditions from socio-economic point of view of their populations. So this complex of challenges, I think, is requiring, you know, also the services of preventive diplomacy.